And now, another light skin moment with your host, Justin.
And welcome back this week to another moment, another light skin moment. Thank you for coming. As always, I got my homeboy with me, my friend, my Ace Boon Koo. That dude, Rodimus Prime, a.k.a. R-Easy, a.k.a. I get these jokes in, a.k.a. I don't beat my wife in that way.
Hey, man. Thanks for having me, dog. I appreciate you letting me come through.
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a good time today. We, unfortunately, Karen not here this week. Did you actually beat her in that way, though?
I would never lay my hands on my wife. We only thing going down in the elevator is them draws.
And on that note, last week we talked about a lady that wrote an article about 9 things you don't say to a black woman. And you know what? We discussed it. We thought it was kind of slighted. Some of those things are just general things you just don't do to anybody. But it also made me think. It's some things you just don't say to a black man too. And what about us? There is never a list about what you don't do to us. People think they can just do any and everything to us.
You know what I'm saying? We don't have enough blogs out there for the men anyway.
Right. It's always about a woman's hair. How you don't do this? Don't rape them. Mm-hmm. Don't slap them around. Don't hold a door for them. You know, it's a lot of don'ts. So this time is for the fellas. And ladies, pay attention, take notes. Brothers that's in the brothers, take notes too. You might be offending your lover and you don't even know it.
You don't even know that you're doing this.
Yeah.
Now, what publication did you get this list off of?
This was Not in Men's Daily, and it was Not in Men's Health, but it should be. This publication is all the things that a light-skinned man don't want said to him.
Oh, okay. All right.
So, we'll start out with number 9. What's the password to your cell phone?
Okay, I understand
Don't ask me shit about my password to my cell phone. It's not your birthday. That's what it is.
Right.
You know what I mean? And keep your hands off my cell phone. Anybody ever ask you for your password?
No, but, you know, I'm a dark-skinned man, so there's a lot less assumption that I'm out here cheating in these streets. You know, if I go to sleep with my cell phone unlocked, I wake up to it exactly like it was left.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't ask me the password to my cell phone. You not getting it. Just, but do already understand you not my only hope.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's a stable. We got a stable of bad bitches.
Okay.
Number 8, tearing your music down. Don't you know that as a light-skinned man and as a black man in general, I will die over keeping my music up loud?
Right, and you're normally listening to like some pretty soft, laid-back, mellow R&B shit anyway, so why would they even be mad about that?
You know, at gas stations or whatever, people get shot at all the time. Black people get shot at all the time for having their music up too loud. But not me. Don't ask me to turn my music down. I'm keeping it up. I will die over this.
Yeah, I don't even understand how they could be mad at you like that.
Number 7. Are you going to ever get a job?
Wow, they asked you that, man?
Bitch, I'm light-skinned. I don't work.
Right.
You ever known a light-skinned dude to work?
Yeah, that's insulting to you on every level.
I know.
I'm with you because you work it.
Now, pimping is hard work, though.
All right, you have to stay pretty.
Right.
You know.
Now, keep in mind, this list isn't all geared towards me. It's not questions asked towards me. But
just light-skinned men in general.
Yeah, we don't work. We stand around and look good.
Right. Like, I'm here with you. That's enough work as is.
I don't know what people thinking.
Yeah.
Number 6. Read this paragraph out loud.
Me?
Right. Don't ask me to read shit out loud.
Oh, okay. Okay. So don't ask you to read.
Yeah.
So you on that Floyd Mayweather?
You think we paid attention in school? We just cut class getting these hoes.
Sitting in the back. Okay.
Yeah, we don't read. Again, we stand around and look good.
And that's what women are for, to do your homework for you and stuff like that.
Right.
yeah, as a dark skin, you know, man, I had to do my own work through school. You know, sit up front and try to pay attention because they just assumed I was always up to something anyway.
You gonna learn? You went to school to learn?
Right.
Look at you being a dark skinned Negro.
I had to, man. I couldn't rely on my, you know, genetics and, you know, house slave upbringing to help me out.
Mm-hmm. One show I watch a lot. I know you might have used to watch it when you hung out with Black Twitter.
Yeah.
But, I'm pregnant and you could be the father.
Mm-hmm.
Get accused of it a lot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I watch Maury.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
You know, watching Maury, you see a lot of light-skinned brothers on there being accused of being that baby's daddy.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Until the baby come out dark-skinned, then you'll be like, that baby too dark-skinned to be mine. Look at me, I'm light-skinned. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and also, you know, why would you taint your genes with those inferior dark Negro genes? You know what I mean? It doesn't even make sense.
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice sometimes.
Oh, okay. So you do like a dark woman that keeps a job, doesn't go through your phone or ask you questions.
Right.
Okay. I see.
Right. Right. And, you know, they good out there on the streets when you working. When they working, you know, they can hide from the cops. You know, okay. You can't see them at night, things like that.
Okay. All right. Now I got to say at this point, this does not feel like the anger of the list from last week.
Well, I'm light skinned, so it can't be that angry.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's not.
It's like you really don't have much to complain about anyway.
Right.
Okay.
This is just really, you know, because we need a list out here for the
Yeah,
men.
I felt like last time on the list, you were kind of going against a lot of the points that were being made by that dark skinned Black woman. But
yeah.
Today, I feel like you're going with all the points.
Yep.
Okay.
It makes sense, right?
It makes sense to me. I'm just clearing it up for the audience.
If a woman ever tells you, I don't suck dick, she got to go.
Yeah, that's like speaking a foreign language. I don't even think that's a light-skinned thing.
Oh, okay. That's universal?
That's universal.
Oh, okay.
I don't think... I don't speak undick suck. Yeah, I don't speak that language.
She got to go. What planet are you from?
Right. Apparently the planet... Planet Ashy Nuts. Gotta suck.
Planet lonely yeah. Chick.
Now, does that mean you will go down on the chick, or do you reserve? Is that light skin privilege? Like, you don't have to do that.
That's a preference. Mm-hmm. You know, oftentimes light skin dudes get accused of eating ass,
right?
Or wanting their ass ate, aka Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
But I will say for light-skinned, for me, it would be a personal rule. Like, you got to be Beyonce.
Oh, so it's case by case.
Right. Serena mm-hmm. Williams. Mm. You know.
So it doesn't matter what your feelings are. It's just how she looks.
Yeah, you got to be ass-alicious.
Okay. I see.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Halle Berry is a no.
Okay.
I know on some people list, you know, she would make it, but not on mine.
Not anymore.
Mm-mm. Yeah. Anybody on your list that could make that?
Oh, all the women that I love, I would do it. Jemele Hill, Serena, Jill Scott.
Okay.
I mean, it's hundreds, honestly. At this point.
Okay.
Like, both hoes. I don't care.
Well, I just listed my top two. Just my top two.
Yeah.
Rosario
Dawson.
Oh,
definitely.
Oh, definitely. She can make the list, too.
100%. I motivate the shit out of them titties, too. Automatic.
That's excellent choice, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Quality taste.
And my new boo, Christina from Atlanta Exes, they used to date CeeLo.
Oh, yes, okay.
She'd get it all day.
I had to check her out then.
Oh, yeah. She's so thick. She dressed like a fucking anime character, but she's bad as shit. She got a pretty smile.
Anime
anyway,
character?
We completely out of
I'm
topic.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
When you're discussing a nice plump ass,
I joined Eat a Booty Gang for like one day. Then I jump back out.
Yeah, I'm okay. For certain women, it's okay to have an ass face.
Right.
And those Rosario Dawson.
Right.
Out of your list, she could get it. Mm-hmm. Like I said, Beyonce and yep. Serena.
Yeah, for sure.
Number three. I fucked your friend and his dick is bigger than yours.
Oh, wow. Now, why? No one should tell anyone that. That's just terrible. She's a terrible person.
Yeah, but you watch reality TV. They say that shit all the time.
Yeah. I mean, I would never date someone that does reality TV.
Yeah, you
not hurting my feelings.
You see Carla Red, K Michelle. You know that's something that's quick to come out their mouth.
It is, yeah.
But that's not shit you say to a man, a black man.
Yeah, no one's ever said that to me.
And in particular, a light skinned man, because that's what happened to Rihanna.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw what that light skinned brother Chris Brown did to her face.
That's true. Yeah, he couldn't take it. You let that light skinned rage out on her.
Yep. Number two, Yo Mama.
Mm.
Don't talk about my mama, bitch. Right. Don't talk about my mama.
Right. Talk about Miss Trisnae. No.
Don't talk about my mama.
Right.
Now, you know, most dark skinned brothers hate their mama anyway, so.
Right, because they the one that got the skin so dark from. Explains a lot of the problems Twitter people have with black women.
Yep. So, you know, but for me, don't talk about my mama.
That's deep.
But I know you care about your mother, but that's because.
Yeah. I love my mama.
You had your father in your life.
Yeah, but I also never dated a woman that would talk about my mama, so I have a certain amount of privilege with this.
Last but not least, I'm sorry, sir, but we're all out of chicken.
Oh, my God. Don't even joke like that, man.
Yeah, if I go to a restaurant, man, they out of chicken.
Right. Burn Attica. Attica, burn that bitch down.
Bro, we having all types of problems.
Mm-hmm.
All types of problems.
That's a good list, man.
Yeah, those are things you don't say to a black
man. Nine things you never say to a light-skinned black man.
Yep. But, some of them, you know, it's a black man, but mostly us light-skinned dudes, we don't want to hear that. We sensitive out here in these streets.
Well, I can identify with some of them. I mean, some are just light-skinned problems. I don't have to worry about going back to my phone. I noticed you left off, why haven't you returned my text message? You know, that's a light-skinned one.
We don't get that. No, we get our texts returned. It's the light-skinned chicks that don't return texts.
Oh, so y'all return all y'all texts?
Yeah, we'll return texts. Oh, because normally I was a booty calls, and we want to go fuck.
Okay, I see.
Yeah, we want to
go
fuck.
That's just a light-skinned woman problem.
Yeah, that's, yeah, they.
Yeah, like I assume light-skinned women keep their texts like 6-7 months behind.
Yeah, we trying to fuck, so we will return all our texts.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I got a text the other day. It was from a girl I texted in 1993. We just had pagers. And she texted me back. She's light-skinned, though, so.
It made sense.
Yeah, and she just texted back some ambiguous shit like, cool. I don't even know what she was talking about. I don't remember now. I don't have that phone anymore.
You should have told her you was married and stop trying to break up this happy home. You light-skinned whore, you.
Who knows what she was talking about?
It didn't matter.
Yeah.
She assumed you was trying to fuck.
I might have texted, do you got that homework? You know, they light skinned. It could have been anything. They not responding.
But she assumed you was trying to fuck.
Of course she assumed.
Yeah.
And of course I was.
Oh, Patrice, I still hate you. I'm going to go cry after this.
Now, do you have any advice for the week, or is that?
I got inspiration of the week.
Okay, all right, go ahead and break it down, bro.
Don't ever ask your woman for a threesome unless she bring it up first.
Right.
Because if not, you'll find yourself having a discussion about why she want to have sex with your homeboy.
Yeah, first of all, you see, this is the thing people forget about threesomes. Half of threesomes are, there's two options for threesomes. There's woman, woman, man. And then there's male, male, female. Niggas never consider male, male, female.
Yeah, they never consider that they woman actually want to fuck one of their friends.
Right.
Until it's too late.
Well, even worse, some nigga you don't even know. Some nigga she want to fuck that you don't know about.
You ain't never heard his name before.
Talking about, I haven't think about a threesome. I assume because, you know, my wife is straight and she's never brought this shit up. I assume that my wife wants to fuck another, she won't like another woman in our bed as much as I would like another man in our bed, because she never brought it up. You gotta let her drop the hint, like you said.
Yeah, don't you be the first one to bring it. Don't ask for it.
You gotta wait for her to say some quasi lesbian shit, like, you know, so and so pretty cute. Yeah. And you be like, oh, do you get down, do you?
And don't just assume because she bisexual, it still means she still want another woman in the bed. Because if she get down like that, she still might want two dicks.
Right.
And you might not be happy at that party.
And she might be like bisexual in the, like, I want a woman one-on-one way.
Yep.
Or the threesome you might get is the watch version. where you sit down and watch her go to town on somebody, then you get to have sex with her, but you don't get no new pussy. It's just you and her.
Yep.
And she gets to experience new pussy.
So that's just a word of advice, fellas. Some of y'all might not never get the opportunity because you just don't play your cards right.
Right.
But
niggas be pressed. You know they be bringing it up.
A hint on how to find out, though, is if you can have a sexy woman on TV like Serena Williams and you pause it right when she's in form and her ass cheeks is at the perfect angle and your wife stops what she's doing to look and watch as well.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's a good indicator you might be in luck.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's not good enough. Y'all, because a lot of women will do that fake ass, like, admire her body move. It's like, oh, Beyonce is just so beautiful. You're like, so you trying to get a woman involved? No.
No, that's
stupid.
That's different because Beyonce on another level where every woman loves Beyonce. They don't all like Serena.
Black women love Serena, dog. Black women love Serena, dog. Like, you just got to be careful. That's all. Like, you said it right the first time.
Yo.
She got to bring it up, man. You can't be bringing the shit up, man. Your ass going to end up on the cold corner of the bed with some niggas fucking the shit out your girls.
Mad as shit.
Looking at her with tears in your eyes. Jacket off like that Mad Real World skit.
Wondering where you went wrong.
Yeah.
And are you going to ever be able to bring a woman into this? And the answer will be no.
Yeah. I didn't fuck Katie. Lights on. Fuck Katie.
I watched.
No, Tyra, you fucked me too. Correction. I fucked Katie. I fucked Katie too, man. Katie got some big ass ties.
Yeah, so good luck to that, fellas. And don't be out here like Beyonce dad. wrap it up.
All right, man.
At church.
We'll wrap it up, guys. Don't be like Matthew Knowles out here creating Destiny Churn.
All his children. He tried to produce another Beyonce.
He's making Destiny Bastards at this point.
He realized he fucked up with that one. He let her go. He let her get married and fall in love. Not the next one, though. Church.
We out?
Yeah.
Peace.